This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And good news, just because it's hard for your kids to put down the game controllers doesn't mean they're addicts. We're looking at what happens to their brains the second the game shuts off. Spoiler alert, it's a tantrum, but it's not their fault because science. Looking into all of it after these tech headlines. Amazon is planning to cut prices on hundreds of items at Whole Foods stores this week. This comes amid, of course, intense competition among grocers. The price cuts affect more than 500 products and include a focus on produce and meat, according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. The latest cuts are set to drop at Whole Foods stores on Wednesday, and some of the broadest since Amazon bought the grocer for nearly $14 billion in 2017. Prices will be reduced by an average of 20% on select items throughout the store. New reporting from the Journal says technology and healthcare companies, spurred by recent Trump administration moves, are competing to develop ways for consumers to corral their health data, despite ongoing concerns about privacy and control. Companies such as Apple and United Health are rolling out online tools that health consumers can use to bring together information buried in the systems of hospitals, doctors, and insurers. The rush to create personal health records was spurred by recent Trump administration moves to expand access to such data. Other tech and health firms working to create the records include insurance giant Cigna and companies such as Epic Systems that make hospitals' electronic medical records. The list also includes a growing number of smaller startups such as Sexter and Picnic Health. And Select Technologies has selected the New York Stock Exchange for the direct listing of its shares, the second time a major company has picked the exchange to host its unorthodox initial public offering. The workplace messaging company is set to follow Spotify in debuting this way, through a direct listing in which a company places its stock on a public exchange without raising any money or using underwriters. Slack is still in communication with the Securities and Exchange Commission over details on how the deal will work and isn't expected to go public until June or July. Coming up, parents are turning off children's gaming consoles everywhere in the middle of gameplay. A surefire way to trigger a tantrum. It's a thing. But why? More after this. In the debut of The Wall Street Journal's Family and Tech column, The Wall Street Journal's Julie Jargon examines the impact of technology on family life. Her latest is a look at why video games trigger nightly meltdowns and how your child can cope. As many parents know, turning off a child's console in the middle of gameplay is pretty much a guaranteed way to trigger a tantrum. And for this special experiment, reporter Julie Jargon explains the concept. It is simple.
Perhaps you've seen videos like this appear in your social media feeds lately. Parents prank their kids by unplugging the child's video game console in the middle of gameplay, and the reactions are viral gold.
I'm getting away! Stop! Stop!
So what causes such a specific epic meltdown? Dr. Michael Millam, VP of Research at the Child Institute, explains.
I've treated a number of children over years who struggle with problematic video game behaviors. The child will be able to tell you, I'm trying to not do this, but I can't stop. I'm struggling. Being able to tolerate the feeling of frustration or that moment of sadness when you decide I'm not going to continue doing this, that is crucial. I think one of the most important things to keep in mind is that the prefrontal cortex is a key component in the brain that's involved in helping us to control impulses and urges. When you have something like the video game being turned off suddenly, the child is faced with having to feel those negative emotions.
Another key factor to it all, brain chemistry. And the key word is dopamine.
Dopamine is a key component of regulating reward mechanisms in the brain. The stimulation we receive from playing a video game impacts the same pathways that are present when one is becoming intoxicated with a substance. Video games are inherently designed to be stimulating and exciting and to draw us in. And that, to some degree, is a healthy phenomenon. It's just that for some, it's more difficult to control than for others. Is the video game somehow impairing their ability to function in the home, at school, or with other children? If we're not seeing any problematic behaviors and it's just concern about the frequency, then I think we can work on just trying to bring the frequency down.
And as for the video game makers, they've certainly looked into this science. More from the journal's Julie Jargon.
For many households across the country, meltdowns over video games are a very real part of everyday life. Parents we have spoken with say they find themselves in a battle of wills with their children when they tell them to turn off a video game and do homework, eat dinner, or go to bed. Dr. Milham also recommends that parents be wary of an underlying problem. Games may just be a coping mechanism.
One of the most important things is to really curb the video game playing and monitor it and put interventions in place before it's a problem. Once the video game playing becomes a problem, at that point, parents will probably need to seek guidance from whether it be therapists, counselors, or other care providers in order to help assess and deal with the challenges at hand.
Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon joins the Wall Street Journal's Instant Message podcast this week to really hash it all out. New episodes of Instant Message are, of course, available every Friday. It is one of the most fun and insightful tech podcasts out there. You don't want to miss it. That is it for the tech news briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos.